This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Voting is in progress for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Overall, nearly 48% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories are being covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, along with 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling is also taking place in Odisha for the second phase of assembly elections for 35 constituencies. Assembly by-elections are also being held for Gande seat in Jharkhand and Lucknow East constituency in Uttar Pradesh. 695 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prominent candidates whose fate is being decided today include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma, Umar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Over 9,47,000 officials have been deployed across 94,732 polling stations. Facilities like water, sheds, ramps, volunteers and wheelchairs are available at the polling stations. Here is the polling percentage in the states. In West Bengal, nearly 63%, in Ladakh, over 61%, in Jharkhand, nearly 54%, in Odisha, nearly 49%, in Uttar Pradesh, nearly 48%, in Bihar, over 45%, in Jammu and Kashmir, nearly 45%, and in Maharashtra, nearly 39%. Meanwhile, campaigning for the remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections is continuing in full throttle. Senior political leaders of all parties are canvassing in various states where polling is due. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is holding multiple rallies in Odisha and West Bengal today. In Odisha, Mr. Modi addressed public meetings at Angul and Cuttack. He said Cuttack is one of the oldest existing cities in India and is the hub of modern education. Mr. Modi said people in Odisha are suffering from poverty despite the state being rich with natural resources and alleged that state's minerals and culture are not safe under the Biju Janata Dal rule. He criticized the Naveen Patnaik government for not taking steps for the welfare of the farmers and the youth during its 24-year rule. Earlier in the morning, Prime Minister Modi held a roadshow in the holy town of Puri. He will address public meetings at Jhargram and Tamluk in West Bengal this evening. Odisha Chief Minister and Biju Janata Dal President Naveen Patnaik is also scheduled to hold a mega roadshow and a series of public meetings in the state this evening. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held rallies at Karnal and Hisar in Haryana today. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and Senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath addressed a rally at Chandigarh. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed public meetings at Dumaria Ganj and Sant Kabir Nagar in Uttar Pradesh. He promised if voted to power, the INDIA bloc government will provide 30 lakh jobs to the youth and will also work to end the Agniveer scheme. In Chhattisgarh, 15 people, including 14 women, have been killed in a road accident. The accident took place under Kukdur police station area of Kabirdham district when a vehicle lost control and fell into a ditch near Behpani village. There were 25 people in the vehicle who were returning to their village after plucking tendu leaves. 8 injured people have been admitted to the hospital. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian, and a group of officials accompanying them have been killed in a helicopter crash in northwestern Iran. Quoting Iranian Red Crescent Society President, IRNA news agency said the wreckage of the helicopter was found and there was no sign of life at the crash site. Prime Minister Modi has said that he is deeply saddened and shocked by the tragic demise of Dr. Raisi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his contribution to strengthening India-Iran bilateral relationship will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said India stands with Iran in this time of sorrow. And India's young sensation in para-athletics, Deepthi Jeevanji, smashed the world record in the women's 400-meter T20 and grabbed her first gold at the World Championships at Kobe in Japan today. Deepthi clocked 55.07 seconds, breaking American Brianna Clark's earlier world record of 55.12 seconds, which she had set during last year's edition of the championships in Paris. And that is the end of this news bulletin.